B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to the Rat Party Podcast, where I am desperately trying to go home.
Your car is running.
Yeah.
But wait, aren't you in the doghouse?
Yeah, it's 10:02. Well, I know. I don't want to be here.
By going home, he really means going to Panera and sitting in his car.
And eating. And hiding.
What got you in the Panera mood? The guy that called in today that said that he got fired for making the bread wrong at Panera Bread?
Was that it? I don't know. I had an awful experience at Panera on Thursday of last week, and I felt like to give him another chance to redeem him. I do enjoy the food.
But was your awful experience? Can we ask or no?
Oh, my God.
You don't want to share.
It took 40 minutes to get my food.
Why? Was it just busy?
Miscommunication. I did the curbside pickup, but they didn't bring it out to me. When I even clicked on the thing, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, well, it was in the pickup window. You just had to come in and pick it up. And I'm like, well, the point of curbside is that
I don't leave my car.
Right, you bring it to me.
And they're like, well, no, typically everybody just walks in, picks it up, and leaves. I'm like, I know that's what typically everyone does, but I just read your sign and followed the rules on your sign.
And this ain't typical times.
Yeah.
Panera Bread.
So.
Are you easily persuaded by commercials? TV commercials or radio commercials?
Roy's easily persuaded by a lot.
By a lot.
Right.
Not really commercials, though, because I don't
like
watch
if you're
it.
Sitting
I'm
down.
I'm not exposed to them.
Because, like, the fast food does a really good job of selling their product.
Mm-hmm.
And so do cars, but fast food is an easier motivational buy than a car. Car is a bigger deal, you know. So I think McDonald's does a really good job of promoting their products, and there's a lot of times where, like, my mouth will start watering for, like, a cheeseburger when I see the commercial.
No.
And I have to talk myself out of it.
Not at all. Not for me. I will say, like, a restaurant, like, I'll see, like, an Outback commercial or a Chili's commercial.
Sort of the same thing, though.
Sort of, but not like fast food.
Right. For me, it's not commercials as much as it is. If I see somebody on a show eating something, I get up and eat.
Hmm.
It's like us washing our hands in here using the hand sanitizer.
That's right. It's kind of like the new yawn. When one person sanitizes your hands, you all sanitize your hands.
I just did it, so I'm not going to do it, even though you two are doing it.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean, what was I watching the other day? I was watching Beverly Hills 90210 reruns, and they had an awesome burger at
the Peach Pit.
Yep. And I was like, I want a burger. I literally paused it and went. I had cooked the burger like two nights earlier. I went and just like reheated my burger and ate it. I'm like, you got me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm that influenced. I get more influenced by, I guess, those targeted ads.
Like, on Instagram?
On Instagram.
Okay.
Like right now, I've been looking up some pots and pans for my sister's Christmas present. And there's one company that is hammering me. In fact, it's right now on the side of my Facebook page. And I see it everywhere. And I want to buy it because I see it everywhere. I'm like, clearly it must be good. It's called the Hexclad. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice frying pan. And they've been following me for like over a week now.
Chasing you down.
Chasing me down.
I am a sucker for an Instagram ad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am kind of too. I bought something off of Dick's the other day. Whoa. Dick's Sporting Goods.
You know, Dick's is something that I think people forget about.
Who forgets about Dick's?
So, well, my sister.
No. her poor husband.
My sister wanted to buy me a Yeti cup, but the Yeti cup, so if you know anything about Yeti cups, is that some of the styles and some of the types go out of season and you can't get them anymore. Well, the one I wanted was currently out of season. And so she was about to pay like $40 on eBay. I'm like, it's a Yeti cup. No, don't. Like, I'll just go without.
Yetis right. are expensive too already.
But $40 for the cup. She went to Dick's online, had it, $19.
Mm.
Boom.
Yep. How come you don't use your MRL show Yeti?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because I have this Yeti that's smaller.
Yeah, the MRL show Yeti's pretty big.
It's really big.
MRL show Yeti's a little too big for my liking. I like that our name's on it, but like I'd probably have to have an outdoor day or something that warrants that much liquid.
I use mine at night for water, but in the like in the morning, my Yeti doesn't fit under my coffee maker at the house. So I'd have to make two coffees and pour it into the Yeti. It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, but gotcha. This Yeti fits underneath my coffee maker.
Okay. Is that the one that that guy got and brought to you? It was delivered to his house?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So the other thing that we need to talk about on the show is the Haunted Carolinas. It's something that Roy brought up today. It's Freak Week on the Main Ryan Loren Show on Kiss 95.1 and wherever you listen to us on the app. And like a lot of towns have spooky stories about them. And there was a bunch of texts that we didn't get to that we promised we would get to on the wrap party. Someone says that there's also a bridge in Asheville that has a spooky past.
I'm trying to go to Asheville, like, either November or December, so
I don't know. It's called the Helen's Bridge or Helene's Bridge in Asheville.
Oh, by the way, I got some news for you. If you're trying to go to Asheville, they say it's, like, it's like impossible to go to the Omni Grove.
You mean the spa?
The spa, yeah.
Oh, I wasn't going up for that. I have two kids now. I can't. I have to entertain them.
Because you can't even, one, go to the spa now unless you stay there.
Yeah.
And then now everything's distant, and it's like, even if you buy the package, you may not even get in.
Yeah, a lot of things are like that right now.
Sorry. I really wanted to go to the spa up in Asheville, and
David,
I know. I couldn't have a spa day because it was pretty much like you can't get in anytime.
Do a home spa day.
Ooh, I have a lady who is amazing home masseuse.
You know,
put the music on.
My house isn't that relaxing.
Set the candles, put the dog outside.
She would set up and I would notice a defect in my property and I'd get anxiety.
Talking about haunted places in the Carolinas, yes. 910 texted in and said the Prince Charles Hotel in Fayetteville is haunted by a woman named Charlotte who mysteriously died the night of her wedding.
I saw that.
Yes. And it wasn't mysterious if she died on the night of her wedding.
Yeah, no, her husband did it.
Yes.
You're probably looking to him.
Yeah.
There's a story out of Gaston County. There's a bridge. Apparently, a girl was burned alive.
Ooh.
And if you turn your car off, it breaks down. If you drive through there, the radio static, if you're listening to a CD or a Bluetooth.
I love ghost stories. I'll watch these like YouTube videos of kids that will go out to these supposed haunted places to try to capture things, and they never do, or they pay someone to act in them. But it's still a fun time.
Someone says, I live in Morganton, North Carolina, and the hospital is very haunted. I work there and I've seen creepy things. I remember when I was living in California, we did like the Lincoln Children's Hospital Secret Santa fundraiser. And I had to go to the hospital early in the morning, and I went to the wrong wing, and it was a wing that was abandoned.
Oh.
And I had to cut through to go to the right area, and I got lost, and it was like
creepy.
Yeah, because the only lights that are on were very few lights, you know, to save energy. And I'm like, geez, I think I'm aiming in the right direction. And then when I got to the place that I was supposed to be, I told one of the nurses that I was there, and she goes, oh, my God, you went there? She's like, no, nobody ever goes to that side anymore.
Oh, that's creepy that she said that.
Yes,
like that.
I know. It was, like, too creepy. And then, well, at that point, Roy, I was like, hell yeah, I walked through it. I ain't afraid of nothing.
You didn't experience anything.
I didn't experience anything except just the creepiness of, like, a hospital is usually busy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see, like, the big nurse's station empty and there's, like, no computers and then there's just, like, empty carts.
Yeah.
You know, things like that, like lockers that are open. It is a little creepy. Roy, what are you looking for, bud?
I'm trying to help a listener out.
Oh, okay. What are they trying to do?
They want the jack-o'-lantern contest, so I'm sending them two Halloween kind of contests and hoping it's one of them.
The pumpkin mouth contest, I wonder?
Pumpkin mouth, and then I'm also doing the Halloween kid. So we'll, just to cover our bases.
Did your hometowns where you guys grew up, I told the story today that there was a house in New Jersey where I grew up. Apparently a witch named Witch Hazel lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, I never went into the house. It was an old house that was built in the 1920s, and it legit looked like a witch's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in there, and he said there was like a coffin and like an old piano and some creepy pictures. But like there was no witch that we know of, but like Witch Hazel was like this house that was like up in the back, and he'd pass it and be like, ooh, that's Witch Hazel's house.
Yeah, I told you guys, it wasn't in Pittsburgh, like in the city, but our family had a trailer up in Pymatuming. And every time we would go up to Pymie, the ghost story campfire story was about the pig people.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would always, I remember, try to drop her purse or drop something to like make us think that things were in the woods.
That's cool.
And like whistle at us and that kind of thing just to freak us out.
That's so cool. My grandma used to do that. She'd turn out all the lights off in the house and she would tell us ghost stories. And she was a bigger woman, but she would crawl so that we couldn't see her, bang walls, do all sorts of things.
My mom loves to scare people like that, too.
Yeah, your family does love Halloween because they would go to the Halloween Horror Nights. Mm-hmm. We would do that. That used to be a tradition for us.
Yeah, and I'm really not into Halloween like my mom and my brother are.
Yeah, I miss that. I want to go to Halloween Horror Nights with them again.
I know.
Halloween's like Christmas for a lot of people. My sister-in-law, my wife's sister, loves Halloween.
My hometown, speaking of, I guess, ghost stories to the hometown, of course the cemeteries it would always have their stories, but I was part of something that I guess was a haunting, but it didn't happen to me. So back when I was a little police cadet, when I would ride with the police officers, every night around midnight or 1 a.m., you had to walk up Main Street and you had to check all the businesses and make sure they were locked. Well, as we were walking through Main Street, the old City Hall building had an open window. Now, I was slimmer then, and so I crawled through the window and unlocked the door because we have to investigate to see if there's anyone in there. So I go upstairs and the officer remains downstairs and we're just kind of looking around and I hear him on the radio go, "Are you downstairs?" I was like, "No, I'm upstairs." And he then gave the code of we got to get out of here. And then so he said that when he was down there, something was thrown at him.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. Now I get in the car and my first reaction was probably the person that crawled through the window.
Right. Right, it
was probably the person that we just left inside this building, not a ghost.
Yeah, trying to get your attention.
Hold on, this was a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Police officer that bailed?
Yeah, he got freaked out. We left.
What a sissy. I want you to investigate more, not run.
No, he said something was thrown at him and he left.
Like, hey, nope. Listen to this. I found a blog about Witch Hazel in the town that I grew up in. You guys want to hear a little bit?
Yeah.
All right. The Sunday News had an article in the summer of 1971 about a witch in Montvale, New Jersey. She called herself Witch Hazel. Her photograph was stunning. She was actually pretty. Fast forward to the summer of 1972, he figured out that the haunted house on Summit Avenue had to be Witch Hazel's house. It was quite a ways back on the road, down a long driveway. Five of us walked up Witch Hazel's dirt driveway. Suddenly, we heard sirens and saw flashing lights. The cops were there. We split up and ran through the woods, but to no avail. The cops caught us all, and they said Witch Hazel was going to press charges and use us as an example because she was fed up with gawkers and people walking her property. About a half hour of us sitting in the waiting room at the police station, Witch Hazel showed up in full witch dress, all dressed in black, a flowing cape, a black hat, not a pointing one. She knew I was the ringleader since I was driving. And Hazel ranted about how she just wanted to live her life without unannounced visitors. She asked me, why were you there?
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a ghost story. This just sounds like someone who's annoyed that people are trespassing.
Well, she calls herself Witch Hazel.
Okay, she has a fun name.
She's a witch.
Clearly a character.
She said, why were you there? What did you hope to gain? I told her I'd seen her picture in the paper and was hoping to get a date with her. And I said to her, you're even more beautiful in person. She turned to the police and said, let them go.
Lottery will get you everywhere.
This story's true or not.
Is this person you, smooth talker, son of a bee?
Yeah, right. Anyway, she said, we never saw her again, but I do know lots of other people that went there. And like I said, I know my brother was there, but she had moved out at that point. And then they knocked her house down and built, like, because she was on, like, 2 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And they built, like, 3 homes on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's so funny.
Yeah, there was a place in Virginia called the Seven Gates of Hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is just a name.
So yeah.
That's so cool.
How many gates do you need to get through to get to hell?
7. And, you know, it's like the first gate, you know, your lights don't work. The second gate, your phone won't work. The third gate, this happens. The fourth. Either way, you get to the 7th gate, and you know what's at the 7th gate?
Hell.
A man with a gun.
Holy
kill you.
Shit.
And, well, he's the property owner, and he doesn't like that you're on the property, but he's the 7th gate.
Yeah. Yeah, those are spooky stories, too, like the kind of the Witch Hazel story and that story where it's like, you know, someone lives in the house and he's got a background, like she will come out and like throw stuff at you or he will shoot his gun in the air to get you off his property.
That's what he would do.
And people
people would drive up.
You and your friends would go drive up and go test it.
And I don't, you know, they say like at gate 4, your like car dies and you have to walk the rest. And I always wondered if, because what's the chance?
And you ain't
of that?
Walking. Yeah. Although new Roy walks.
Oh, I walk all the time now. But I wonder if like kids really just shut their car off and pretend it messes up. And then so they walk the rest because they don't want to be seen by the homeowner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was always passed down, and they ended up doing news articles of people like, hey, don't go to the 7 gates of hell. Like, this is some dude's property. He lives here.
Wow. I love that it was called that. And, you know, he didn't call it that.
No.
Yeah, he
He's
called
like,
it
this
like,
is my house.
Yeah.
I live on Thompson Drive, guy.
My friends played a really good prank on us. I don't even know if it was around Halloween, but they said, like, this old lady's husband died. And she was mad at him for dying. So she goes to the cemetery and prays at his grave. And if you get too close, like, she'll freak out on you.
Oh, wow.
And so this story kind of got around. And they're like, you want to go? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go. Are you kidding me? This is right up my alley. So
I want to go.
And it's like one of those cemeteries, Loren, that's not fenced in. And it's next to like a church where, you know, some of the elders from the church died, you know, and they just buried them next to the church. So we go, and sure as shit, there's an old woman in a white robe, like in front of a tombstone, rocking.
Really?
Yes. And so I'm like, oh, my God, this is really her. So there's two other people in the car with me. And the other person in the car that knows the story was like, let's go up there. And I'm like, no, dude, just leave her alone.
Yeah.
Like, I believe you now.
Well, she's not clearly a ghost. She's just an upset person.
And I feel really bad. Yeah,
right.
So she's like rocking. And my friend's like, no, dude, let's, you know, we made it out here. Let's see if we can get our attention. And he's like, hey, hey. And like, she slowly like turns and like turns back. You can see she's trying to ignore us. And so like at that point, I get out of the car and my friend and I are like trying to get closer just to see. Like, what the fuck? With that, the person turns around and runs after us, takes off the cloak they're wearing. It was my other asshole friend who originally came up with the story and made the whole thing up. Scared the shit out of me, though. Scared the shit out of me.
That is so good.
It was so elaborate and
so
good, dude. They fucked me bad. I was
so
awesome. Mad, but at the same time, so proud of the trick that they had pulled off.
That is so good.
They started the story weeks in advance to this.
So good.
So awesome. I love when people play the long game.
I do. There's a person on TikTok who is posting videos right now of someone wearing all black cloak standing outside the house. And he walks back and forth, back and forth. And at nighttime, he'll even put like a spotlight, and then he then walks into the woods. And at first you're like, all right, asshole, it's one of your friends, you know, trying to, you know, and he's saying, I'm scared because this person's just standing out, and he's showing footprints near his windows. So the guy's going up to the windows to look in. So I'm thinking, asshole, it's all TikTok just trying to be famous, right? Well, then like it progresses, and like there's another video of the cops out there. And the cops going, all right, well, we'll do what we can. We can't find anything. And then there's another video of a cop that came and sat in the parking lot, completely lights out. And the guy sat with them, and he's like, when you see him, point him out to me. They set up a cop there one night, and the cop found him, spotlight the guy. And the cop went up to go talk to him. And now I'm like, oh, shit, it is real. Like, the cops are involved.
But there's no answer on who he was?
Well, so the cop comes back. And says,
and
yeah,
his face is half bitten off.
No, he comes back and he goes, yeah, he's part of this organization that has a facility back there. And he goes, he wanders out this way. And he goes, we don't know much about this organization. It's a community that lives together.
Holy crap.
He's like, but, what? You know, he seems harmless. He seems like he's just curious, but he's not. He has no ill will. He's just out here walking around looking.
Yeah.
Huh.
And the guy's like, screw that.
Yeah, I don't yeah. want that.
I don't care. I don't know. I don't think he's harmless.
Right.
He's like, he had no guns. He's just out here walking. He's part of this organization.
And if he's looking at my windows, I definitely have a problem with that.
So yes, that's an invasion of privacy.
And so the guy then got into the video and, of course, went to where this guy's supposed to live. And it looks like it's a group of, I'm going to say a cult, honestly, that lives in like an abandoned church or arena looking thing.
But how is that legal?
Squatters.
Well, they must own it. I think that whoever, it's an organization or a group or somebody that owns it and the people live there.
Okay.
And, but no, you want to talk about something that I thought for sure, oh, this is a prank.
Yeah.
And then it progressed and I was like, oh, it's getting good.
You know, there is a graveyard in the middle of our community.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, in Ballantyne, you...
Uh-huh. Like, in the middle of the community. They built a park right on top of it so that it covers it up. Like, the park is, like, built up onto...
The park right by your house?
No. So, it's on the other side, like, across our neighborhood.
Across.
It's not on our neighborhood. So, they built this, like, huge berm, and they put a... park on top of it, but behind the park is the graveyard, and there's a side gate to the graveyard, and it's only open sometimes. So sometimes you can see in there and see all the graves, and it's not a big graveyard, and it's not like a family graveyard.
Yeah.
So they have to probably unlock it so family members can get in there.
Uh huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a huge mall that they There's a huge mall that they built up in Nyack, New York, right over the border where I lived in New Jersey. And there's a cemetery that they had to build the mall around. So it's like, you know, like Nordstrom, crazy. Cemetery, Target.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It is weird. But you can't, no, you don't mess with the dead, Loren.
No. I had to tell Tina about the graveyard when she was at my house.
Maybe it was connected.
That's what she said.
One last thing about ghost stuff, and then I know we got to wrap up.
Yeah.
So down in Charleston, South Carolina, they do ghost tours where you can walk and learn about the city. Well, they take you to one cemetery, and there's a ghost story of a woman that holds her baby, cradles her baby near the grave, and that's kind of what the guy tells every group. Hey, you know, there's people see a ghost of a girl holding the baby there. And so what I think would be super funny, because I've been through that tour, go through that tour again, and before, like, as soon as we get there, before she tells me the story, start screaming that I see a woman with a baby.
Holy cow.
Just to spook everybody out.
Oh, my God.
Just so I can play a prank on everyone and be like, what? And then the tour guide would be like, oh, my God, guys, that is the story. You know, just to play into it.
That's funny.
Be you a know, ringer.
It's funny, I Googled cemetery at the mall, and we apparently right behind the Carolina Mall in Concord,
there's
a cemetery going back to the Revolutionary War.
How crazy. What?
Yes. Isn't that weird?
Can you look up, see if you can find anything on my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. There is a mall, a cemetery right at the mall.
Nothing like shopping around.
Yeah.
Around some tombstones.
I will say, the way they hit it, I would have never known there was a cemetery right there.
Yeah, the one that I was talking about wasn't hidden, which is weird. It's the one at the mall is just like literally around the mall.
No,
just like funeral parlor. I mean, I'm sure you could find something if you dug it up.
Maybe
more
type
like
in country club after that word.
Chateau.
Yeah, maybe then it pops up.
I don't know. Maybe it's private. I don't know. I'll take pictures next time I'm over there and show you guys.
Yeah, weird.
Very strange.
Well, all right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Strange Rap Party Podcast.
A 23-minute of spookiness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.